U.S. to reinsure maritime losses in Gulf region up to $20 billion. The U.S. government has announced plans to provide reinsurance for maritime losses in the Gulf region, with a maximum coverage of up to $20 billion. This move aims to boost confidence among oil and gas shippers as tensions between the U.S. and Iran escalate. The decision comes after oil and liquefied natural gas tanker transit was severely disrupted through the Strait of Hormuz waterway, where over 20% of global oil moves daily. The strait has been a critical choke point in international trade, with many tankers damaged or stranded due to strikes and other security concerns. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation, DFC, will provide reinsurance for losses in the Gulf region, covering hull and machinery, cargo insurance, and other related risks. The coverage will be provided on a rolling basis, allowing shippers to access support as needed. The DFC's plan is part of a broader effort to mitigate the impact of war-related disruptions on global trade. The U.S. Treasury Department and DFC are coordinating with the U.S. Central Command to implement the reinsurance program. While details about preferred insurance partners remain scarce, the agencies emphasize their commitment to supporting American businesses in the region. The partnership between the DFC and private investors will also play a key role in financing the initiative. The decision to provide reinsurance for maritime losses comes amid rising war risk premiums and reduced coverage from some providers. Shippers have been forced to pay significantly higher premiums due to the increased security risks, with some companies scaling back or withdrawing their services altogether. The U.S. government's move is seen as a significant step towards mitigating these effects. The Strait of Hormuz has become a critical bottleneck in international trade, with many tankers damaged or stranded due to strikes and other security concerns. The disruption has had far-reaching consequences for the global economy, with oil prices surging and supply chains disrupted. The U.S. government's reinsurance program aims to restore confidence among shippers and support the flow of goods through the region. The DFC's plan is part of a broader effort to address the impact of war-related disruptions on global trade. As tensions between the U.S. and Iran escalate, the agency is working to provide support for American businesses operating in the region. The initiative is seen as a key step towards maintaining stability in critical choke points like the Strait of Hormuz. The reinsurance program will be implemented through a partnership between the DFC and private investors. While details about the partnership remain scarce, the agencies emphasize their commitment to supporting American businesses in the region. The partnership will play a key role in financing the initiative and providing much-needed support for shippers. The U.S. government's move is seen as a significant step towards mitigating the impact of war-related disruptions on global trade. By providing reinsurance for maritime losses, the agency aims to restore confidence among shippers and support the flow of goods through critical choke points like the Strait of Hormuz. The initiative has the potential to make a significant difference in maintaining stability in international trade. As the situation in the Gulf region continues to evolve, it remains to be seen how effective the U.S. government's reinsurance program will be in supporting American businesses and restoring confidence among shippers. However, the move is widely seen as a positive step towards mitigating the impact of war-related disruptions on global trade.